Thank you all. You know, to follow that introduction and a Nobel Prize winner is a bit foolish. thank you for that, and thank you, Lisa, for your leadership of the Alumni Association, and most particularly, thank you for inviting me to speak today at this gathering. You know, one of the great joys of becoming DePauw's next president is that you get to meet and get to know people like Sarah and Lisa. Matter of fact, I'm looking now at the class of 1958. I've befriended so many of you already, so this has just been a wonderful experience. I also want to thank the many volunteers who worked with the reunion classes to plan this weekend. Particular thanks to Lisa Hollander and Jennifer Clarkson-Soster and the entire Alumni Relations and Development staff for all their work on behalf of this weekend and on behalf of DePauw. Please know that I know how hard you work and how strong you've made this university, and know how much I'm looking forward to working with you and learning from you. So to start off this morning, I want to congratulate all the alumni in attendance from all the reunion classes, but with special notice to the members of the 25th and 50th reunion classes. Thank you so much for coming back. If you look in today's program, you'll see that my remarks are entitled "Welcome to DePauw." In many ways, that's a misstatement. I actually don't begin my service as DePauw's 19th president for 16 days. Though, yesterday, the head of HR handed me my DePauw card. I have an alumni, no, I have an ID card, so now I'm somewhat official. But anyway, I think this title might better be called "Thank You for Welcoming Me." From the moment the search committee completed its work this spring, I have received literally hundreds of welcomes and well wishes from so many DePauw alumni. These greetings have been embracing, they've been energizing, and so I have to thank you for that welcome. We are gathered here today after traveling very different journeys. You are returning to a place you love, and I'm just arriving at a place I'm beginning to know. You are drawing back to you all the memories of your time here, and I am just now putting together a picture of an institution I'm about to serve. You have the opportunity to reminisce while I am just gathering first impressions. But if you will indulge me this morning for just a few minutes, I want to offer you a sense of the DePauw that I've learned of both through the search process and over the last few months as I've begun my transition to the president's office. Let me tell you briefly what I now know of DePauw, and later, what I see for us going ahead. First, and as an historian, this is very important to me, DePauw is a place with a deep sense of its own past. You cannot walk around East College or in front of the Greek houses without being aware that for close to 175 years, DePauw has been an important part of the landscape of American higher education. You know, it's interesting to note how few institutions actually have a sense of their own past. Many of our great state universities don't, many of our urban institutions don't, even some of our great private institutions don't know of their own past. DePauw does. During this weekend, I invite all of you, therefore, to go over to East College. You can feel DePauw's history in that building, and I welcome that. The past informs us. It enriches us, it offers us perspective. It is the source of wisdom. DePauw can and must draw on its great and long past, and please know that I will. Second, DePauw is an institution that embraces and defends the idea of a liberal arts education. And I think I'm echoing an earlier speaker who speaks about what this brings to you. And let me tell you, this is a tough challenge today. There are, in this country, in the midst of 4,000 institutions of higher education, just about 200 true residential liberal arts colleges. Alongside DePauw, there is Kenyon and Grinnell, Amherst and Smith, Davidson and Swarthmore. We are brethren to Wabash and Carleton, Williams and Pomona. DePauw speaks to Reed College and Haverford College. I'm here to tell you that these institutions, these great liberal arts institutions, are vital to this nation, vital. Coming from Harvard, I can tell you that the great liberal arts colleges serve as a constant reminder that despite Harvard's and Northwestern and the University of Chicago's billions of dollars in endowment, Despite their large faculties and large science buildings, their approach is not the only way. The Stanfords and the Dukes and the University of Michigans are involved in large, complex, and very important enterprises. But it is the DePauws that provide the first intense learning community for so many college students and an education grounded in the notion of the liberal arts. These are the places where students know each other, where faculty know students, where students sit in smaller classrooms and seminar rooms and laboratories built just for them. It is here they encounter the timeless questions, and they encounter them personally. And this is here where they encounter the ageless subjects. To maintain this position is a challenge for DePauw. But DePauw has done this. It's done it boldly, and it's done it well. And it will keep doing this. Finally, I've come to learn of the DePauw type. DePauw is one of those rare places that attracts and trains students who have multiple talents. The classic DePauw student is not just the class valedictorian, but the valedictorian who is also the team captain, or the student body president, or the community service leader. DePauw students are social, and they are welcome. They are open to each other, and they are open to the world. DePauw students have a sense of joy in life, a curiosity about themselves, about each other, and about the world. It'll be my job to push these wonderful students. So where to now? As the next president of this university, I'm going to ask constantly whether we are all doing all that we can to ensure that this is the strongest DePauw possible. Are we truly attracting the best students in the nation and in the world? Are we hiring and promoting the great teachers and supporting them in the ways that outstanding colleges do? Are we managing our considerable resources wisely? Is this campus as beautiful and as energizing as it can be? Are we enriching Greencastle, and is it enriching us? Do we know what we are? No institution stays at the same level for long. I have worked at and have observed far too many colleges and universities to believe that any institution can just arrive at a place with a certain reputation and stay there. All colleges and universities are either improving themselves, striving to be more dynamic, more rich, more challenging, or they are becoming less so. I have been asked by this board of trustees to choose that first path. And perhaps this is the most important thing I can say to you today, I ask you to choose that for DePauw as well. Why do we gather here? Why do DePauw alumni return for a weekend? On the one hand, it's to engage in our own past, to see our own histories, written not just on the walls of East College, but in the houses, in the resident halls, and in Marvin's. We come to remember, we come to have fun, and we come to laugh, and that's important. But we come also to add our voices to the discussion about this university. By sitting in this auditorium, by marching in with your classes, by coming back, you are engaging again in this continuing community of learning. DePauw is a conversation. DePauw is an idea. DePauw is a community of learners and leaders who gather in Indiana. But we also gather in Chicago. We gather in New York, in London, and in Beijing. DePauw is talking to your classmates about your time here. DePauw is interviewing a prospective student and telling them about this jewel of a liberal arts college. DePauw is about living a rich and intelligent and meaningful life. When we gather as alumni and as friends, we are engaging in this necessary continuing conversation. So coming to Alumni Weekend is not a small act or merely a social one. You were shaped here. You enter the larger world by coming here to this campus. So by being here, you are saying to those of us on the stage and in this audience who work here, and to the faculty who teach here, that we must continue to shape the current generation of students and the next with the same love and the same intensity that you recall of your time here. Were these weekends to end, were the alumni not to come back, DePauw would be severely impoverished. The conversation that is DePauw would be that much smaller. The world needs DePauw, and I mean that with a deep and truly heartfelt certainty. there are a small number of truly compelling educational institutions in this country. This is one. But together we must make sure that we continue to strengthen this place, to make the conversation that is DePauw an education that is rich and broad and open to the great world. We must, now and in the decades ahead, have young people who can ask critical questions. We must send young people out in the world with character and strength and into our medical schools and into our foreign service offices and into our graduate schools. We must turn out students who become active, intelligent, and humane leaders of their towns, of their cities, and of their states, and of people who come back and talk with each other in Greencastle. On July 1, I begin my work for DePauw, but you carry the history of this institution in your hearts and in your minds. You are DePauw. So please send me your thoughts, gather as groups of alumni, talk of what we can and what we should be. I will be visiting as many alumni groups in the next several months as I can. I will be listening to you. I will be asking you questions. I will be demanding much of me, of you, and of our DePauw. I am committed to this university and to ensuring that all know its rightful place among the truly great colleges and universities. I'll be asking for your help, your guidance, your enthusiasm, and your love. In closing, then, I must thank and congratulate you. In so many ways and in so many walks of life, you have had inspiring successes. I am humbled by what you have achieved, as I am humbled by the task before me. This is a jewel of an institution. Together, let's hold it up so the world can see it. So thank you, and welcome to DePauw.